We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. The celebrity couple that the guy took gum right out of the woman's mouth on their first date is Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell. Now, Chris Dim has a history with Kristen Bell. He claimed she didn't do her own singing in Frozen and was flamed for it. She did do her own.
Wholeheartedly and unreservedly apologize to Kristen Bell and all of her fans.
It was one of the weirdest times because we call them Demers for a reason. Most people always side with Chris Dim on everything.
But a lot of them and turned on him.
It was the one day, one topic.
Yeah.
Kristen Bell.
You think that wasn't her singing in Frozen?
How dare you?
Here she is singing now.
It was her singing in
Frozen. I have learned my lesson.
That's right. And she's married to Dax Shepard, who's been
annoys me.
Yeah. Well, he isn't. He's an annoying guy.
Despite his work in Idiocracy, he does annoy me.
He was in Parenthood, the show, which I loved, but he was the most annoying character. But something about him I do like, and I like her. They're an annoying couple that I like.
I'm with you.
They're on those commercials now where they also annoy me.
They're charmingly annoying.
I do.
They are annoying. I completely agree.
I think they're kind of like Kathy Lee Gifford to me. She's annoying, but I like her.
Yeah.
Something about her I like. I think it's because they're their true selves. You know, they're like, here we are. I do. Especially Kathy Lee Gifford. I think Kathy Lee Gifford is absolutely who she is on TV and off TV. I can't speak to Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell. I remember when Dax Shepard apologized, he was given the award for Vegan of the Year 6 years ago and had to say, he broke down later and said, in June, in a weak moment, I had a grilled chicken sandwich. So they snatched the award back from him. It's a weak moment. What can you say, you know?
I was drunk.
There's a scene in that movie. Chris Dim saw it too. Knox Goes Away. It's that new Michael Keaton movie. Excellent. Excellent movie.
I need to watch that.
His son is played by James Marsden, who we love. You know, he was on Jury Duty show. And they're meeting for the first time in a while, and they're sitting at the restaurant, and Michael Keaton says, the ribs are great here. And he's like, well, I'm vegan. And so Michael Keaton's like, since when? And kid goes, well, for 9 years I've been vegan. And they bring out the plate of ribs to Michael Keaton, and the son has a rib. He's like, oh, my God.
That's a good rib.
Why am I pretending to be vegan? What am I doing? And he just starts eating the ribs, you know. My God, yes. Well, at their first date, now they had been texting for a while, I guess, and introduced, but at their first date, they're sitting across from each other at a booth. This is Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell, and she's chewing gum, and he took it from her and put it in his mouth. So yesterday, she was on The View promoting her next project, and they ask her, did you find this charming or crazy at the time?
I personally thought it was very cute. And it was the indicator after we had been like talking and chatting for a while. And I was like, oh, this guy's kind of cute and special. And then I guess I was being flirty and took it out of my mouth. And then he took it. And I was like, well.
Okay, wait. Yeah. I need a little more
he
detail.
He checkmated your move.
I said understood. Yeah. Tell me, how long had you been chewing it and what was the flavor?
2-3 days and it had no flavor.
Well, he took it. And that
so she, he didn't reach into her mouth.
No, she put it on her finger, and he grabbed it and put it in his mouth and started chewing it. And she says she was being flirty by putting it on her finger.
Yeah.
And she knew at that moment.
I think if I can see myself doing that when I'm 18 or 19 or 20.
Yeah. What were they?
And I'm thinking their 30s.
Yeah, they were older. were older than 18 or 19, for sure.
I think, though, each of them is just a little weird enough, I could see.
Yeah, they're perfect together.
Yeah, that works for them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I think if I did it, it'd be like, I'm calling the cops.
Well, yeah. I think she scurries away. Yeah. Says, I have a headache.
He fished around in my mouth. Was it on your finger, ma'am? No.
No.
He put his finger in my mouth to take my gum out. Now, they had never even kissed. They had not kissed. And he took her gum and chewed it. That was the first time they had swapped spit.
So it's almost like I wonder if that's a test for him, though, too. Like, let me see.
Yeah, how will she?
What her humor level is compared to mine.
Yeah, how will she react?
I'm outrageously crazy, but kind of flirty.
Mm-hmm. And they seem to go together very well. Other entertainment news. I'm a fan of Reginald Vell Johnson. All right, full disclosure. Now.
Is he back in the news?
Yes, he is.
Because Dancing with the Stars.
Reginald Vell Johnson played the cop opposite Bruce Willis in Die Hard.
Twinkies.
Twinkie cop. He was then on Family Matters for many years.
Had a strong run.
The dad.
The Urkel show.
He is in some commercials where he's TV dad now. He wears sweaters. Is it Progressive or Geico? He's in the commercial, or was recently. And now he's on Dancing with the Stars. Full disclosure, I'm a fan. Also, Chris Demme's wife says he's not long for the show.
He doesn't have the moves that some of the other dancers do.
So last night, he and his dancing partner did a tribute to Bruce Willis by performing to Ode to Joy, which is in Die Hard. And they had his police car from the movie parked on the stage.
Well, it was a tribute to the movies.
So nice.
Was the theme.
So cool. At the end, Reginald Vell Johnson said, "It was my first big film, Die Hard. It was an experience I'll never forget, and Bruce Willis was so kind to me in my first major role. I will always remember him and thank him for that." Of course, Bruce Willis has terrible health challenges now, and I love this song. And I love the way they used it in the movie. And I've never seen one episode of Dancing with the Stars, but I hope Reginald Vell Johnson wins.
He's got some work to do, it sounds like.
Guy from the Olympics, the pommel horse guy, will wind up going far into it.
I can't remember who my wife says has been the best.
Yeah,
she likes there are a couple others who I think she says are better dancers than even
than him.
Pommel horse guy.
He's an athlete, man. I would figure he'd be very, very good.
Dwight Howard's in it. His partner's 2 feet shorter than he is.
I bet.
Yeah.
I mean, he picked her up. I watched like because we were on vacation, I think, the first night. I saw the first 20 minutes of the first one. Mm. And he literally picked her up the way you would pick up a gallon of milk.
Yes. It's difficult. I did a little local Dancing with the Stars 10 years ago.
I remember that.
My partner was 5 feet
tall. A short Russian.
A short Russian. And I'm a tall whitey. And we made it work. You know, we didn't win. We finished middle of the pack, but we made it work, you know. Gulya. Little Gulya.
That's right,
Gulya. She was just terrific. Yeah, she was.
I'm so glad that's what you were going to talk about with Reginald Vell Johnson. I was worried that you had fallen for some horrible rumors that have been around.
I heard those and didn't report. Are they not true?
I believe they're not true.
Well, he's on Dancing with the Stars. Sure, yes. They've added him. I've heard some bad rumors about him. I hope they don't have egg on their face.
His name is maybe one of the oddest to come out of the Sean P. Diddy Combs.
Yes.
Oh, really? He's been linked to Mr. Yes.
But so many have. Yeah. So many have been linked to Mr.
But
Combs.
But this came even before he was arrested a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody claimed to have, he just said it out. He said, "I walked in on P. Diddy and Carl Winslow."
That's Reginald Vell Johnson.
Having sex.
I read that.
Yes.
I read that.
Huh. I was worried that's what you were going to bring, and I'm so glad to hear.
Right. I read these P. Diddy stories, and I don't even know where to begin. I look at that and like, oh, my God. I heard an FBI agent say this is worse than Epstein. I've seen both. This is worse than Epstein.
I think there's a lot of very nervous people out there right now.
Linked to P. Mm-hmm. Diddy at these parties.
And there's already been...
We can go to the parties and not be part of his debauchery.
But if you're at the parties...
For a lot of these people, P. Diddy recorded, apparently,
a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Yes, kind of like the R. Kelly situation where there is a lot of video.
Mm.
And it's really going to... You know, I'd be nervous. I think there's a lot of nervous people in that music industry, Hollywood, everything right now.
And do you think we're going to hear a lot of names
come out
that have done awful, awful things?
It's already happening.
Mm-hmm.
You're hearing the thing is, I don't know if you'll ever get an official list or an official anything because there's so many names coming out.
Yeah.
Already rumors this. I mean, if you attended a party at P. Diddy's, which it sounds like a lot of Hollywood
has. Everybody did, yeah.
And now they're going back through old interviews of people. And, you know, where they'd say, well, what is a Puff Daddy party like? And they'd say, oh, I can't even talk about it.
Do you think there was like
Ashton Kutcher's already catching heat?
Is he?
They were close friends, and he was on that hit show Hot Ones like 5 years ago. And they asked, what's it like? Yeah. What's it like to party with P. Diddy? And he's like, I've got stories, man, but stories I can't even tell.
Well, you know, Kutcher, the guy on that 70s show.
Masterson.
So, and he was adjacent to that also. And do you think that if you go to a P. Diddy party, let's say I had been invited to a P. Diddy party.
One of the white parties where you have dressed all in white.
Okay, yeah. Do you think there's a large percentage
It's called a white party.
Okay. Is there a big part of it that's just a party and then in backroom stuff that I might not even know is going on?
100%.
I do too.
There's going to be a ton of people who went to this, because he had it every year, the white party.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff they're called the freak-offs,
mm-hmm.
that's the stuff that you need to be concerned about if you're a celebrity who's stuck around. Like, But see, then there's, oh, like I said, everyone's digging through so much stuff now. Mm-hmm. There, some video came out of Khloe Kardashian saying, I went to P. Diddy's party, and all I can say is so many people naked everywhere.
Mm. Okay. And do you think P. Diddy's going to be in jail for the rest of his life?
Very possible.
I do too. I think they've got a ton of stuff.
Would you just hit the cheese plate?
Yes,
get some leftovers. Yeah,
I wouldn't even be.
Grab a drink.
You would not. You'd be fine because you wouldn't even think.
I wouldn't even know. No. But here I am with a picture of P. Diddy. Oh yeah. God! You know, mm-hmm. That's how I'd wind
up. But the thing is, there's so many people that have pictures with P. Diddy, and I mean, and it sounds to me like a lot of people, frankly, were just scared of him. Like it was almost known. Like don't
tick him off.
Don't make him. Yeah, you want to stay on his good side no matter what.
Could he ruin your career?
100%. I mean, the man's a billionaire.
He was a mogul for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, and apparently people were genuinely terrified of him to the point of like, don't just go along with it. Don't say anything because you may end up missing.
Every time I go to a party, period, all I want are like the appetizers. That's all I care. I don't want to be drunk. I don't want sex. None of that stuff. I just want
Where's the food at?
Where the food at? I would go to high school parties occasionally, and I would eat my fill and leave.
10 kegs in the back.
I don't care.
Is that a bucket of chicken?
I don't care about that. I don't care about any of that.
And you're
like
so
the food. I just want the food.
You're so focused on one thing. Like, you'd walk through his lube room and not even notice.
Are there any ruffles, P. Diddy? Excuse me, you're about out of ruffles.
You're right.
You'd go in his pantry looking for ruffles.
You're right.
And there'd be 1,000 bottles of lube, and you wouldn't even think, like, this is odd.
Honestly, I could walk out on him having sex with Reginald Bell Johnson.
Yeah.
And I'd probably...
You're out of dip.
You know, honestly, the person I'd want to meet most from any of these parties is Reginald
Bell Johnson.
Remember that time you were Die Hard? I'm kind of busy right now. All right, I'll just get some lays.
Could you come talk to me later about how you filmed these scenes with Bruce Willis? That is my favorite.
I'll be by the fireplace.
It's on my Mount Rushmore. That is on my Mount Rushmore of movies. I would say that to him. I'd be like, your performance of that is unbelievable. And he'd be like getting it from P. Diddy.
Yeah.
While I'm saying this.
They have a lot of lube in here. It's odd.
Watch your step when you leave. It's kind of slippery over here.
I wouldn't even notice. I'd be like, oh my God, it's Reginald Bell Johnson from Die Hard. I'm such a huge fan. I really am. I'm an enormous fan.